The review show on the Anfield Wrap after Napoli 4, Liverpool 1, Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers. Sean, look at the team first and foremost. Very basic question here. Does he have a lot of options with what he does for Wednesday? I mean, now we're living 2 games a week. We're sort of living in a world where every 3 days they have to turn in another team sheet. So going into this one, the mindset of needing a performance and a result, which we don't get, coupled with players now who he probably feels are even more in need of a break, just seems to have been a bit of a double whammy for the manager. But what was his approach going into this one?
Yeah, so my approach would have been pick my Wolves team, because out of this run of 4 games, going from Napoli away to Chelsea away, this is the one that is least important. I think the problem for Klopp as a group, they know what it's like. They've lived this experience of how tough it is. So I think he'd have been conscious of not throwing people into the deep end there, whether that be based on their age, their experience, or potentially coming back from injury. I think he'd have been conscious of that. And also the recovery from Everton to Napoli away is actually quite good. I'm hoping he's picked his Wolves team and worked his way back, e.g., has he made a decision that Jota, Nunes, Matip, Tsimikas, Thiago are going to start, and then gone, okay, I'm all right on that basis going with this team away at Napoli. If he thought that they can back up, that would make me, irrelevant to the performance and result last night, it would make me very nervous about how you back up in this short recovery time for Wolves. Then we've got a similar backup time to Ajax with a reduced squad when this Napoli game is the one that I've heard Neil say, and I completely agree that no matter what team you pick there, you can get beat.